RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ryan Hughley is out. Sean Bajani of Sports Radio 610 is in. Byron's on the ones and twos back in the studio behind the glass, keeping us on air. And we are giving away Texans tickets in this hour. If you're hearing this, you still got a couple of minutes to get in here and get one of these raffle tickets in your hand. Texans Colts. We'll be doing it this hour right here at Twin Peaks 59 and Kirby location. The beer is cold. The food is good. I'm fixing to go on my second round of grub here in just a second.
Ooh, let's go.
I hadn't hit them top shelf spirits yet, though. I'm going to try to get out of here without doing that. But if that's what tickles your fancy, you can get in here. Top shelf tequilas, top shelf bourbons. They got it all. And the views, they're scenic. All right. The views are scenic. We've got we got some bowl games going on right now. Am I looking at the Lobos in Minnesota up there? Boy, there's some clean Lobos uniforms. I'm not sure what bowl game that is right there. But the bowl games are rocking and rolling. You've got a night bowl game that includes UTSA. University of Texas San Antonio. That'll be a good watch tonight for if you're into supporting these Texas schools.
The Rate Bowl.
Who?
The Rate.
I didn't see it. Well, I'm blind.
Really?
I can't see over there.
What are we doing with these bowl names?
But get to your nearest Twin Peaks and check those games out tonight, tomorrow. Yeah. Full slate of bowl games tomorrow. Right, we've got about five or six games, including LSU. U of H.
Go Cougs.
There you go. In the Kinders Texas Bowl. You got that. I can't think of a better place to catch them than Twin Peaks. The Texans, they've got the Chargers tomorrow, and we've got an updated the most recent injury report. As we've been discussing, the tackles are a little bit of a problem. Trent Brown is officially out in this game. This is a Saturday game, so everything's been moved up. This is the report as of yesterday, which was the last practice that they had. Trent Brown, your starting right tackle, is out. And Jamal Hill is out, linebacker, reserve linebacker, special teams. He is out as well. Your guys that are questionable that you would know are Ariante Ursery. That's really the main one here. That's questionable. Ariante Ursery, as we discussed in the last segment, those two tackles, one of them is out, one of them is still on the bubble. Will he play or not? Now, I do think with the Texans, there are a couple of names worth mentioning of guys that are back. Azeez Al-Shaair, your starting middle linebacker, is back. He was full practice on Thursday. No designation. He is good to go. Kamari Lassiter with that foot and his knee. He did not practice Tuesday, practiced limited Wednesday, and he was a full participant Thursday. Good to go. Derek Stingley Jr., full practice yesterday. He is good to go. Woody Marks, the running back. Boy, this is a long list here.
Yeah, it is.
Woody Marks. he was a full participant all week. So Woody Marks is good to go for all our fantasy football players out there. Woody Marks being full all week long and him not being on the shelf, at least, you know, in a limited capacity, could probably mean he's going to be a little bit more durable in this game. It is a win. It is a win and you're in scenario, so I would imagine that they are going to play. A couple of other guys that are on this list that are worth mentioning: Dalton Schultz did not practice Tuesday. He was limited Wednesday. He was a full participant. I'm sorry, he was limited Tuesday, full participant the last two practices. Dalton Schultz is good to go. Sheldon Rankins, good to go. He was a full participant Thursday. And then Denico Autry, he was limited on Thursday, but no designation. He's good to go. All of those defensive linemen are important, not individually, but as a whole, because they're so thin at that interior defensive line position. So I think it's worth mentioning those guys. We checked in on the Chargers injury report, and I don't want to step on your toes, Sean, but I don't think there's anybody of note on the Chargers injury report that's out this
No,
week.
Nobody that's out, which is Darius Davis, R.J. Mickens, Jermaine Salyer, and Benjamin St. Just, but there are a couple of questionable guys that, you know, you need to keep an eye on. We'll see tomorrow. Their guard, Mekhi Becton Sr., a guy that a lot of people wanted the Texans to be in on this past offseason to help bolster their offensive line. He's questionable with a knee injury. He's trended in the right direction, though, this week. He's gone from DNP to limited to a full participant, so I would anticipate he'd be good to go. Former Texan interior lineman Tier Tart, he's been limited the last 2 days. I would say while his questionable designation is just that, maybe be a game time decision tomorrow, but doesn't really factor in. There is a guy, though, that adds depth to their run game, Kami Vidal, who he's got three games this season of 95 plus yards rushing, just ran for 126 against the Raiders 3 weeks ago. He's questionable going into this game. For as much as the Chargers, you know, can throw at you, for as multiple of a look as they can give you with the ball, Herbert spreads the ball around, does things with his legs as well, and has the last few weeks especially. You know, you take an equation away, or a piece of the equation away from their run game, that's good news for the Texans.
All right, Texans Chargers injury report, there you have it. I think the big one here for the Texans, it's simple, man. Does Ariante Ursary, who is questionable, does he play on Saturday, and does it limit the shuffling around of the Texans' offensive line? Stay plugged in. We'll let you know. I guess the next time you hear from us will be pregame. Sean Pendergast,
pre-game.
Seth Payne, pregame Texans Chargers tomorrow. Stay plugged into Sports Radio 610.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, as we just mentioned, the Rockets, they got a huge win on the road last night in L.A., 119-96. Their record goes to 18-10, and that they are right now sitting sixth in the West. I know it's early. As you said, we've just passed the quarter pole in the season, so it is early. Who surprised you this year with the Rockets so far, and who are you watching the rest of the way from a developmental perspective?
Shingun actually surprised me because he's taken his game to
a really high level, man.
Yep. Yep. I say surprised. Granted, I was waiting on this to translate because shout out to Brad O on Twitter, who kept us up to date with what Shingun was doing overseas in the Eurobasket deal this summer. He was awesome. I mean, he was shooting, he was passing, he was rebounding, he was, you know, doing it in the low post. It was great, and that's the version of Alperen Şengün that we've seen with the Rockets so far. So he's been number one. Amen Thompson's been a number two, but would like to see more consistency from him. And hey, man, he's young. Can you please learn to shoot from the outside and make people stop talking crap about you? That'd be great,
well,
too.
Well, I think that ship has sailed. I think Amen Thompson is who we thought he was. He's a guy that can get to the rim. He's a great defender. And anything beyond that, we got to look as a luxury. I'm fascinated with Jabari Smith. He's one of my favorite players to watch. Mm-hmm. And I was excited to see him get more of a role. Tari Eason is obviously an outlier here. He's not involved in most of the conversations that when you start talking about guys that need to develop. Yeah. He is one last night, got his first start. and was hot early. But it's about Reed Sheppard for me. I mean, we know, look, defensively, he's going to get taken advantage of in certain scenarios. I don't think that's going to change. But, you know, on the offensive end of the floor, and I know he's not a true point, but on the offensive end of the floor, how much can he help Durant and Amen Thompson and company take away the void of that Fred VanVleet left? We'll see. That's just where I'm at. I'm fascinated with a couple of guys. I'm really zeroed in on Reed Sheppard, who, by the way, would be my surprise of the year. I mean, I was really high on him before the year. I watched a couple of preseason games, and I went, "Ooh, boy, this does not look good. This has got a real Jake Myers feel to it."
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you wait till the season starts, and he starts. You know, he's doing well. So. Enjoyed.
Don't count him totally out yet, though.
I said all that. I'm back on the Reed Sheppard wagon, man. I mean, he looks awfully comfortable. I don't know how good or bad. I mean, I don't know how good he's going to be and how much he's going to contribute, and where he's going to land eventually in the league. But I was wrong on him. I had a bad feeling, and I was dead ass wrong. He's already approved that.
I think
5 o'clock.
I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised, by the way.
Yeah. I'm getting there. Now, in the college football world, we've got a big time hire. The University of Michigan has landed on Kyle Whittingham, former University of Utah head coach. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is – they got luckier than hell. They got lucky. This might end up, when you look at the whole scenario and take everything into account, this might end up being the best hire of this cycle. I know there's some guys with some high expectations. I like Lane Kiffin at LSU. I love the Penn State hire. My man from Iowa State, my mind just went blank. What was his name? The Iowa State guy. You got him? You know where I'm going with it. Matt Campbell. Matt Campbell. I love that.
Why do you do that to me?
But I'm going to tell you, man, Kyle Whittingham this is a good one. Look, as I said earlier, I did some research on his social media. He doesn't. The only females he follows on social media is his daughters and his wife. And I think he hadn't posted in 10 months or something, they said. So I think this is a great fit. But no, I think Utah stylistically are as close to a Big Ten Michigan type build as you're going to find. Big, tough, physical. Discipline, great culture, and I think the bigger piece of this is for 20 years, Kyle Whittingham, you can argue, has done more with less. And that's I'm not disrespecting Utah or minimizing Utah. I just believe he's done more with less up there. That's one of those schools. And, boy, now he's going to get the Michigan brand and the Michigan bag behind what he can do from a coaching perspective. I think this is a grand slam hire for Michigan. I'm not a big Michigan fan. I'm not a big Big Ten fan at all, but I think this is a grand slam hire for Michigan.
5-year deal, as reported by Pete Thamel and Dan Wetzel of ESPN, that Kyle Whittingham got now at Michigan. So we'll see. I'd be interested to kind of actually know the monies. I don't really care about the years. I always want to know the money. For a guy that's done nothing but turn a program around and win at Utah for the last 20 years, has 8 double-digit win seasons, has shown the resilience and the ability to stay consistent while moving from conference to conference. At the age of 66, I'd like to know if Kyle Whittingham kind of got his congratulatory lifetime achievement money in going to the big dog, Michigan.
Did Michigan double his salary? They pay him $10 million a year. I tell you, all joking aside, I don't think he's a coach that would command that. Like, he wasn't hot enough. Like, he probably could have stayed at home had he wanted to. He was ready to retire. But I do wonder if the fit that he is for the issue that is Michigan right now, if he didn't get paid more of a premium. Nobody in the country needed a veteran coach that believes in culture, that has been off the radar relative to off-the-field issues, relative to his personal issues.
Yeah.
Nobody needed that combination of coach more than Michigan right now.
Here's my question.
So I do wonder if they paid him handsomely. I know they paid him handsomely, but if they paid him big money to do it.
I hope they did. But here's my question. And I think it's a great hire. Maybe not the only hire, but it's a great hire in Kyle Whittingham from Michigan. Who would they have gone to if not him?
Oh, I mean, the pickings are slim.
Yeah, you can't go within, right? You kind of know the story on that one. You did that with Sharon Moore. What would this have meant for Michigan going forward if, in fact, Kyle Whittingham wouldn't have been there for them. He is seemingly the perfect guy. Track record, philosophy, yep. culture, all that stuff. If he's not available, where do you go?
Oh, yeah. Look, I think the right coach fell in their lap in a major, major way. The one interesting thing here is going to be this. I mean, he left Utah. I believe he left Utah with the intentions of retiring. He moved on. Utah hired from within. It was a guy that had coached there damn near as long as he had. So you wonder, hey, man, did he just kind of hand that Utah job off and handed it off on a good note? He's gonna you know, ride off into the sunset kind of deal. Hmm. And now you get the Michigan deal. In the NIL transfer portal days, the interesting thing here is, does he poach players from Utah? Wow. You know he's the kind of coach that players want to play for. You know he knows which players that he can go. Now he's got this big bag. He can go buy these players out from underneath Utah, some of their starters, some of their biggest names. Does he choose to do that to a staff that he just left in a university he coached 20 years with? Or does he take the high road and not make that move?
What's the high road? Like, isn't it? Yeah, it's got to be the best road. Like, look what Lane Kiffin did.
Lane, we're talking about two different guys here.
Well, no, but I mean, you go from one really good job to like maybe creme de la creme, as Lane maybe sees it at LSU, right?
Yeah.
You've got to be able to take the guys that helped you get the success.
I don't think it's that easy with him, man. I'd be shocked if it is. I think when it's a coach that's climbing the ladder and a coach that's still got a lot to prove, like, I think he was ready to ride off into the sunset and be done with coaching. I think this is one of those special scenarios. And I think he left that university in Utah in a special way. Now, I'm not saying he's not going to do it. I'm just going to say I think 90% of those like Lane Kiffin, hell yeah, I'm taking every player I can. Hell, that's part of the reason LSU hired you, to fix the offense. Take the running back, take the quarterback, take them all, right? I mean, if you're like the old boy that just took the Arkansas job, you take everybody you know from Memphis that can change that program.
Right.
Because if you don't win, they're going to get your ass up out of here. I don't know if that's the same. I just don't know if that's the same.
Well, it's Michigan now.
I just don't know that same dynamic right now with Whittingham at Michigan. And I damn sure know it ain't the same scenario as Whittingham at Utah.
I got to tell you, you call me cold-blooded, but hey, I gave you 20-plus years at Utah. And now we got the NIL portal.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to Michigan. I'm taking every dang dude that I think is a dude, and we're going to go win at Michigan because that's what I've been hired to do.
Yeah, I don't think he does it.
We'll see.
I don't think he does.
Where are you going to get him from? It's Michigan. He ain't going to have a problem recruiting. But hell, the guys that you know, the coaches you know, come on.
Well, the reality of it is you hit the nail on the head. I mean, how many guys at Utah can go in and be a starter at Michigan right now? I know there's probably two or three guys that are need positions that you could lock up, but I don't know. I think he stays away from. We'll see.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Christmas Day games yesterday were absolutely a buzzkill, but Snoop Dogg was not. Snoop Dogg stole the show. Moving forward, if anybody does a halftime show, I know that the Super Bowl's already got a couple of halftime shows that are on the schedule. But from now moving forward, if somebody doesn't hire Snoop Dogg, I'm not watching.
Snoop's got to be a part of the package.
That's
for
it,
you.
Man. I mean, that set the bar. There's been some iconic halftime shows, like, you know, look, there, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, like Prince's halftime show was one for me that I'll never forget.
Okay. I was never a Prince guy, so I'm like, man.
When Janet Jackson and
the boobie.
Yes. My mind just went blank.
The Super Bowl 2004?
Justin Timberlake.
Thank you, Bryce.
Yeah.
What year was that? That was a good one. I don't know what year it was. Hell,
I think it was 04. I think it was the Super Bowl in Houston.
Are you Google Janet Jackson boobie?
With what happened? You worried about what year it was? Who gives a damn? But yeah, that was a good one.
2004.
There's been a handful of really. Bruno Mars was a really, really good one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, last night was there for me.
Yeah. Well, just because of one chick.
No.
That I think you're severely overrating.
No. I am a big Lainey Wilson fan, and I am not overrating at all. Not one bit. Tremendous. But Snoop is the one that does it for me. I mean, whether Lainey was there or not, I thought Lainey was a nice ad, but Snoop was the one that did it for me. I mean, that was the way he meshed them late 90s, early 2000s bangers in with immediately sliding into a Christmas song.
Man,
that was absolutely.
There was only one person that did it for me last night, and it was Martha Stewart. The way she meshed those poinsettias back in the day, and she was able to do like some cooking. and you know, homemaking, like it was great. Like Martha Stewart's fantastic.
You got a little something. You got a fetish for gray hair, man.
You're so dumb. I'm gonna have to keep Clint didn't flinch. Clint didn't even look at me like, dude, you a dumbass.
I'm gonna keep Granny Astro Granny away from you.
I'm
man.
Serious though. If you Google, I'm Googling Martha Stewart right now from like 40 years ago, and you're gonna be like, damn. All right.
We heard earlier from D'Amico Ryans and Nick Cayley on the Chargers defense, and that left me pretty confident about what we might be able to do offensively. There was another comment from D'Amico Ryans when you couple it with those that that gives me a little confidence here. We'll hear from the head coach, and we'll hear about the formula that the Texans are using this year to win, which hopefully they can win this week versus, or tomorrow versus the Chargers. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 16. Ron Ugly is out. Sean Bajani is in. We are at the 59 and Kirby location of Twin.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Twin Peaks, come on through, hang out. Don't forget Twin Peaks late night. Twin Peaks is now open till 1 a.m. late night. Come on in, have some drinks. Whether it's at 29-degree man-sized draft that I'm drinking, or it's one of them top-shelf bourbons, top-shelf tequilas. I'm telling you, it's a good place to be, man. The made-from-scratch menu, not a bad item in the place. If you can't get down to 59 and Kirby, ease on over to whichever Twin Peaks location is nearest you, and enjoy. Enjoy. There's some bowl games on today. There's some bowl games on tomorrow. There's also a Texans game on tomorrow and more throughout the weekend. So plenty of reason to get down to the nearest Twin Peaks location. All right, the Texans, they got a monster game tomorrow. They win and they're in. And I want two things together, or I guess it was three things, really. We listened to Nick Cayley and D'Amico Ryans talk a couple of segments ago about the Chargers defense, and, you know, it's basically deep zones, eliminate the explosive plays, and talked mm-hmm. about how that kind of, to me, that is going to be a matchup. That's the ideal that you would, that if you asked me, said Clint, what kind of defense would you like for the Texans to go? I don't want to see a bunch of pressure at the line of scrimmage. I don't want to see a bunch of exotic blitzes. I want to see some deep zones. I want to see some attempt to make sure they take away the explosive play and give me some underneath throws. Well, here is D'Amico Ryans. I want to couple that about the Chargers with exactly. This is D'Amico Ryans talking about the Texans' 2025 formula to win games.
I'm really proud of our team because each team is – each year you have to build a team, and each team you never know what's going to happen. You never build year to year off of what we did last year. We're just going to end up in the same spot. Like, you have to go through some things, and you have to grow through some things, and that's what we've done as a team. We've grown through the early adversity. We've understood what it takes for us to win, what our formula is for the 2025 Texans, and we're leaning into that, and that's what's I'm most proud of our coaches, our players, for just staying the course to allow us to be in the position we're in now. Now, no more talking about it. Like, now we got to go do it. We want to get in. We got to go earn the right. We got to punch our ticket. We got to go play winning football.
You can punch your ticket this weekend, tomorrow, actually, against the Chargers. Primetime standalone game with everybody watching. You can punch your ticket. Now, Sean, when I heard that piece of audio the first time, it was about the formula in 2025. And I'm going to tell you, man, I as a fan, I'm not comfortable with the formula changing so drastically year to year.
Right.
Right? I think the formula needs to stay remotely the same, and then you just kind of add a couple of pieces here or there that may change it. But, man, this – drastic change from year to year is something that's going to be hard to win with.
Yeah, but the problem is, right, the last 2 years, a big portion of the formula has changed. Your offensive coordinator and your offensive line.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you look at it, the whole thing is turned over. Last year it was about aggressive shots down the field, stretch the field. You got this five-headed monster, and this year it's about cuts, you know, death by a thousand cuts. And mm-hmm. I get it, you change coordinators, but you still got the same head coach. You still got the same quarterback.
Who's paying a little bit more attention to the offense nowadays than he was maybe before.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just – I still don't think they figured anything out for the – I still don't think this offense is better than what Bobby Slowick was at his best.
I would agree, but for D'Amico to be more vocal about what he wants from the offense nowadays versus before, this says to me the 2 years that Bobby Slowick was here, D'Amico was like, this is your ship. You know, you steer it. I handle the defense. You handle the offense. Let me know if you need anything. To, okay, that clearly didn't work. We had issues in fighting maybe between O-line coaches, OC. I got to make sure I oversee this whole thing. Handful of games into this season, he lets Matt Burke take over the defense. Now I got to go on both sides. I got to be an acting head coach, look at everything. And now he's the one telling you five best offensive linemen. Here's the philosophy. Yeah, I told him to go for it again because I like the push on a third and no gain. You know, like, he's the guy that is implementing all of these things. D'Amico, if you don't like it, is just as culpable because it's his ship to steer now.
I think it's offense is not his MO. Offense is not his expertise. And I think he's going to I think he's going to defer a lot of that to Nick Caserio, which in turn it goes to Nick Cayley. Now, he's overseeing and signing off on things. Mm. But, look, I just think, you know, we've seen a lot of change from 1 year to the next. From year one to year two with Bobby Slowick, there was a ton of change. All of a sudden, we went from being this, we're going to distribute the ball, we're going to take what's there, we're going to protect the quarterback, we've got a young guy, we're going to keep it simple. All of a sudden, into this, we're going to stretch the field, and it did, it worked because hell, you went to the second round of the playoffs. But it was a change, right? And then all of a sudden, now you recalibrate this thing, and you go back to what Nick Cayley wants to do. Mm. My point is the formula conversation changing every year is something that I'm not comfortable with, and I disagree wholeheartedly when I hear what they're saying. I think it puts your quarterback in a bad situation.
So, what does it need to be?
Well, I think there needs to be some kind of continuity. There needs to be some kind of consistency. You need to get something, and you need to build pieces and work forward with it instead of it constantly changing for your quarterback. And that's where I wanted to go with this thing is not the negative side of it, because we can talk about that all day. I think it's a different conversation. For me, this week, the formula equals exactly what the Chargers are going to offer you to do. Mm-hmm. That the point is, the formula for this team, if we're talking about the offense, is get the ball out quick, take the less risky throw, minimize the risk as much as you can, don't turn the football over, and they're going to allow you to do some of those things, I believe. Now if they just start kicking our ass up front, then that's a different deal.
Yeah.
If they've got corners that can get physical at the line of scrimmage opposite Nico Collins, then I think we're going to struggle a little bit with that. But I think schematically, you talk about formula. Their formula on defense is more of a bend-don't-break approach. Our formula on offense is, if you give us all this underneath stuff, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that formula that D'Amico speaks of, again, I'm not a big fan year over year, but the formula he speaks of right here today for a game tomorrow that is for a playoff to win and get in, I think it's actually a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the formula we're talking about, it's a good matchup against these guys. I'm not talking about how often it changes. I'm talking about what they're asking their quarterback to do and what they're asking their play caller to do. I think it's going to bode well against the Chargers.
I don't know, it's interesting. You think it's a good thing, but I think it's very intentional by D'Amico to sort of deke the opponent throughout the course of a week. Say that this is kind of what they're looking at, how they would maybe attack. I don't think he gives an inch. And the reason why I say that, and maybe I feel as strongly about that now as ever before, is the way that this team came out against the Raiders last weekend, I thought that they came out purposefully conservative, purposefully vanilla. As in, like, they targeted Christian Kirk in the early going. You know, for as much as people complain about Nick Cayley and C.J. Stroud, like, trying to get the ball and force the ball to Nico Collins, hell, I didn't think they did that enough to start the game. I thought they got to a point within the game because they're not that good to be able to come out and play vanilla and we're going to take this game kind of lightly because the Raiders and you suck. They're not that good offensively. They had to end up going to Nico, and they had to kind of force some stuff to him along the way. I don't know that you can read between the lines on anything D'Amico says during the course of a week and anticipate that being the case on the upcoming game. I feel like we're hoping against hope, and I feel like Cayley, he thinks he's got a bag, and at some point in time, i.e. tomorrow, he better get in.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's a big matchup tomorrow. We'll see if that – I think it's going to be a good matchup for the Texans. That doesn't mean long-term, because I think that much has changed, but I think it's a good matchup for the Texans. All right, it's prediction time, and it's time to give away some tickets. We'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 610. Ryan Ugly is out. Sean Bajani is in. They caught me, man.
Somebody got a mouthful of some good wings.
Hey, man, I was on these smoked wings, that Cajun dry rub smoked wing.
Man.
Get out of here, man. Woo.
That is good. Yeah. I've been smelling that for about a half hour. It's just been sitting on the end of the table.
Here, it's, man, like, I'll let you have one, man. I ordered a couple extra, man.
Well, Thank you, sir.
Go ahead and dig in, man. Texans Chargers tomorrow, big game, last segment. We got some predictions coming your way here shortly. The Chargers have won four straight. Their defense has been taking care of business, man. They held some pretty good offenses down, didn't they?
They have. And that's the first thing that caught my eye when I was looking at this team. The last month, now granted they haven't played the Chiefs, the Bills, like whatever, you're really good teams in the NFL, like typically. But they've held teams to 19 points or less. They've taken care of business. Cowboys, Chiefs, okay, yeah, but not the Chiefs. Eagles, pretty good team. Raiders, all wins, four wins in a row. They're a hot team right now. They're a complete team. I would say they're a more complete team, Clint. God forbid I say the truth. They're a more complete team than your Houston Texans, okay? They've won four in a row. You've won seven in a row. You've won seven in a row because your defense is that freaking dominant. Not that good, not that dominant. The Chargers are complete. They're really good. They're really dangerous. That worries me. I think the proof's kind of in the pudding right now. If the Texans find a way, I don't care if it's ugly, whatever, if they find a way against the Chargers, I think that says a lot. I think that says the most maybe since the Chiefs game on the road in the elements, knocking Mahomes and Reed off, you know, the throne about this team as anything else.
Yeah, look, I think it's a good matchup, man, to kind of see where the Texans are right now. I think when you look at the Texans, you've got in this matchup, you've got your offense that has been good at times, but I would say is the weak link in with this team against a defense, as you mentioned, it's really good. They've been really, really good of late, holding some good offenses down to 19 or fewer points. I think that matchup is interesting for the Texans going to the playoffs. Can this offense prove that they can make some hay against a good to great defense, which is going to give me a lot, if they can, it's going to give me a lot of hope in moving forward in the playoffs. And
yeah.
And because right now, I mean, I think the answer is, boy, the defense is going to have to tote the water in this game in a big, big way. If the Texans offense can go out there and produce, it's going to be a beautiful day for Texans fans, and it's going to give me a lot of confidence moving forward. When you flip it over on the other side, I know the Chargers' offense is banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Their offensive line has been banged up all year long. But you're looking at a quarterback that can stretch the field with his arm. He's got plenty of weapons to do it with, and he's got some wheels. He can do some things with his legs that can keep a defense honest. And so early in the season, we saw the Texans team get beat by a couple of quarterback scrambles late.
Man,
and
yes.
We lost games, right? That's the likelihood of that quarterback scrambling this weekend is pretty high. So can they, in crunch time, can they take care of him and bottle him up?
As you say in point two and right.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Rightfully so, in critical situations. You go back early this season, whether it be Baker Mayfield, Trevor Lawrence, Cam Ward, Josh Allen, all those quarterbacks, and I'm even forgetting a few off the top of my head, they've all done that in critical situations in the course of wins or losses,
yeah.
Right? And luckily for the Texans here recently, it's been many more wins. They've ended up finding a way.
Yeah.
It's just, dude, how scary was it in that Buffalo game where Josh Allen converts a 3rd and 13 by getting 14 yards? How scary was it on a 4th and 27 where they find a way with a damn hook and ladder? Yeah. They get 40 yards or whatever it was and get in position, and until then you step on the throat. It's that's what I worry about. Herbert and the Chargers are really good, and they've been so good where they haven't put themselves in those types of situations where it's like, gotta have it. It's no, they get it. They've imposed their will. They've been able to do that because they're a really good, complete football team.
Look, I think we'll see. I think this is a huge opportunity for C.J. Stroud. I mean, I'll argue that the biggest moment from a quarterback this year with the Houston Texans was Davis Mills against Jacksonville when he came back in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, definitely. Touchdown late, right?
Is it the 19-point fourth quarter where you got a pick six to follow it, so you end up scoring 26 points in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right? This is a moment for C.J. Stroud against a playoff-contending team, against a quarterback that's thought to be in the same ilk and a quarterback that's been paid big money. This is a time for C.J. Stroud to go out there and steal the moment. It's a standalone game on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
The stage is big. The lights are bright. Can C.J. Stroud go out there and have that moment? Can the offense prove that they can pull their weight and be more than just kind of inconsistently complimentary of this great defense, right? And in turn, I think that gets you to a point, at least a closer point of believing that this Texans team can be what you keep saying, a more complete team. If C.J. Stroud and this offense can do those things, they're going to be scary. I don't think anybody wants to play the Texans anyway, given that what their defense is doing.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to be honest with you right now. I like your point about the complete versus incomplete, or the more complete team being the better team.
You know, it's funny. Admittedly, I do feel kind of stupid bringing that up, like as a bad thing, as a negative against the Texans.
What, the complete?
Yeah, because. Look, you know, you have to take this into account. The Texans have, yes, they've won close games, but they've won close games in a bunch of different ways, whether it be, you know, a Kamari Lassiter interception to seal the deal, a Derek Stingley interception to seal the deal, a Jalen Petrie pass breakup. Okay, those are all defense, Bajani. What are you saying here? Okay, all right, a Davis Mills dive into the end zone against the Jags. C.J. Stroud leading the team all the way down the field to put Kyahmi Fairbairn in field goal range and to kick a last-second field goal. All those things have happened this year. So they've done it offensively, defensively. God knows they've done it special teams-wise throughout the course of the season, right? Where would you be without Kyahmi's leg?
Yeah.
Jalen's ability to generate a better-than-average return to, in some cases, help flip the field. So, yeah, in some senses, yeah, they've kind of been a complete team. Can you be an incomplete team and win 7 games in a row and win 10 games in the regular season and be in the position after an 0-3 start like the Texans are in right now? That's where I play like the devil's advocate game with myself. I was like, Bajani, are you that dumb? Like, are they not a complete team?
No, look, I think you're complicating it in a major way.
I do that sometimes.
I think you got a handful of teams that are either playing in a way that you know they're a complete team. When you talk about like Seattle,
mm-hmm.
You know, you look at kind of how, hell, let's be honest, you look at kind of how San Francisco has played of late. I mean, they're starting to be more complimentary on the defensive and offensive side of the football.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the Eagles, I know they haven't been great this year, but I think the Eagles, when it matters, I think they're one of the teams that because of a proven track record, I think they'll be one of the more complete teams. I know we have Josh Allen's number, but I think the Bills, you know, have the ability to be a little bit more of a complete team. And it's not about necessarily production, or it's not about like the ability to carry all the weight. It's just about, and I don't cover these other teams, so I don't necessarily know exactly where they're at. But when I look at the Texans, like they don't have an identity offense.
Yeah, no. You know, you're 100%.
That's the fear, and that's why to me it's easy to say, hey man, we're a little bit incomplete right now. We are defense heavy right now, and if we can level the scales in any way, shape, or form, we're gonna have a real chance. If we can get to a point where you're a complete team, where your offense is not sputtering or your offense doesn't struggle mightily with certain things, like if we can just get to a point where we can pick up pressure and that pressure bug isn't a major problem for us, then I think you know, you got a real shot here.
Well, we'll see
how it goes. Look, I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played. From here on out, you're only going to see solid opponents. I really don't know what you're going to see in Indianapolis. Obviously, their defense was great 2 weeks ago. It was not so good this past week. So we'll see. But moving forward, I mean, you're going to see nothing but good opponents, assuming you can play. You can play that long. So all right, we got to make some predictions here.
Damn it, do we?
We got Texans Chargers tomorrow, 3:30 kickoff. Me and Sean Pendergast will be on the post game. We'll be the first voices that you hear after that game, win, lose, or draw. And you can tune in tomorrow to the pregame show with Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne, former Houston Texan Seth Payne, and catch everything leading up to and immediately following the game. I'm going to make a if the Texans win if prediction here. I'm going to roll with I need 70-plus completion percentage from C.J. Stroud. I think this is a, as we've said, this is a deep zone defense. They're going to limit the explosive plays. I think this is a time where C.J. Stroud can go out there and complete balls at a high, high percentage. Not only do I think we win the game, I think C.J. Stroud plays the game and on the backside of it comes out with a really, really, really good look after outplaying Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
I cannot hope against hope and base my prediction off of anything the offense does I hope they do.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like an ass, but I'm going to sound like an ass. I think this offense isn't going to figure stuff out like in a flip of a switch. I think the Texans win if this pass rush does what they should do against a beat-up Charger offensive line and Justin Herbert. They need to get to him. They need to hit him. Texans got two quarterback hits against the freaking Raiders this last week.
They've been quiet the last 2 weeks, Cardinals and Raiders.
I'll tell you what, Danielle Hunter, was he a Pro Bowler, by the way? Has he been named an alternate? Oh, no.
Nope.
Shouldn't he have been? Like,
I'd like to think so,
dude. He's put together one of the best seasons out of any one of the last three that he's had anywhere. I'll tell you what, he comes into this game with a chip on his shoulder. I think he has one of the best games that he puts together all season long. I think he really hurts Herbert. I don't think it's good enough. I think the Chargers are going to beat the Texans in a close one. I'll say 21-17.
Did you miss the point of the question? The Texans win if?
Well, I said the Texans win if they do this, but... You know,
if
I pulled like
it,
a Lee Corso, Pat McAfee thing.
And I tell you what.
Not so fast, my friend.
What score prediction did you give us?
21-17.
I'm going 23-17 Texans. Texans win. They find a way to get this one done. Texans All Access is up next, 6 to 9 p.m. with Mark Vandermeer and Johnny Harris. D'Amico Rines, he's going to preview tomorrow's game for you. They'll kick that thing off live in just a few minutes right at 6 o'clock p.m. It's Texans All Access. And big shout out to everybody that came out and hung with us at Twin Peaks. Big shout out to Twin Peaks for having us. Academy Sports and Outdoors as well. Academy Sports and Outdoors making it happen. All our Houston area Ford dealers. My man Sean Bajani sitting in for Ron the Show Ugly. Byron back on the ones and twos behind the glass. Boy, you think you did it every day, Byron. You think you did it every day. And all to all our beautiful Twin Peaks ladies walking the floor. And the earlier shift, they had a little shift change midway through here, which you always want to hit. You always want to hit that shift change, fellas. If you at the local Twin Peaks, you
they
know
hit
I mean?
The shift change.
Yeah, that's right, man.
They hit the shift change.
All right, y'all. We greatly appreciate it, and like I said, I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow, win, lose, or draw, as soon as the Texans finish up versus the Chargers. Until tomorrow, we love you, Houston. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.